President Obama's choice for the next transportation secretary is the current mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina. If confirmed by the Senate, Anthony Fox will replace Ray LaHood, who is stepping down. NPR's Brian Naylor has this look back at LaHood's 4 years as secretary and also the challenges his successor will face.
Ray LaHood came to the Obama administration after serving 7 terms as the congressman from Peoria, Illinois. He was one of 2 Republicans in the first Obama cabinet, and he confronted a range of issues, everything from unintended acceleration in some Toyotas early on the job to the budget cuts that forced furloughs of air traffic controllers last week. He's made safety a top priority, including a campaign to discourage distracted driving. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, co-founder of Building America's Future, is unstinting in his praise for LaHood's tenure.
Under the circumstances which Ray was faced with, confronted with, and the job he did, I think he's probably been the most effective Secretary of Transportation in my lifetime.
LaHood presided over the spending of billions of dollars in transportation projects in the stimulus bill. Much of it went to so-called shovel-ready projects and to Tiger grants, in which localities competed for infrastructure funds. Rendell says it was money well spent.
I think the work he did getting the stimulus money out, getting it targeted to the right things, the Tiger grant program, which was part of stimulus, was the single best transportation infrastructure program I've ever seen. And we were able to do, for example, in the eastern half of the country, 2 terrific projects on rail freight.
But it was high-speed rail that LaHood pointed to yesterday as one of his and President Obama's transportation legacies.
What he said to America is, we know you want a different kind of transportation. And Lincoln started the rail system in America. Obama has started high-speed rail in America. What a great legacy.
The administration allocated $8 billion for high-speed rail, much of which has gone to upgrading speeds on existing rail lines on the East and West Coasts and the Midwest. But 3 Republican governors rejected the rail money as a boondoggle, and the only new high-speed project in California has yet to break ground. Still, Robert Puentes, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, credits LaHood for making transportation, if not exactly sexy, at least a part of the conversation in Washington.
He brought a different perspective to Washington. He was a straight shooter, still is a straight shooter, and I think took transportation from, you know, maybe the back of the political discussion to more of the forefront.
Transportation advocates are enthusiastic about LaHood's successor, Anthony Fox, who oversaw construction of a light rail system in his city and, if confirmed, will bring the perspective of a mayor to the cabinet. Puentes says that's important because with federal dollars relatively scarce, it will be up to state and local governments to take up a greater share of their transportation needs.
Reorienting the federal role, making it more of a partnership with states and metros. Fortunately, Mayor Fox, as mayor, you know, kind of brings that perspective, and I think the hope is that some of that can-do attitude will resonate with elected leaders here in Washington.
Fox has already begun reaching out to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, noting yesterday that, in his words, there is no such thing as a Democratic or a Republican road, bridge, port, airfield, or rail station. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.